Bleach Festival will soon celebrate its 10th year of transforming the Gold Coast into 11 days of live music, performance, and art installations. One of those art installations is by Vernon Arkee. He's renowned for critiquing Australian culture, specifically the black-white dichotomy. I spoke to Vernon about public art and exhibitionism. He begins by telling me Bleach Festival's artistic director, Rosie Dennis, was the person who approached him about making a large-scale public text work.
I just said, I'm usually interested in anything that I haven't really done before. So I sent through a few suggested text works that I already had, and we kind of agreed on a few of them. And I think the one we're going with is the one at TAFE, and it says, "All these scars are mine," which I really like, actually. I can't wait to see it. And it's going to be quite large scale on the side of a building. I've seen some visual mock-ups of the work going up on the side of a TAFE building there that overlooks the side of the convent. And so hopefully the work itself and the site will kind of encompass a kind of history and a history reading that will make people think a bit differently. So it's a little exciting to think about works of scale and the way people's minds work and how we can affect the way people think about who they are.
A lot of people would be familiar with seeing your artwork in an art gallery. I don't know, do you think of it as decontextualizing or recontextualizing by bringing it outside?
I'm not so sure that it's such a departure. I have a screen printing background. I used to print T-shirts. And I know that a lot of the text works I make, I kind of automatically see them as T-shirts, as slogans on T-shirts. So they're kind of already public. And there are a few of the designs, the text works, that are specifically for T-shirts. So they're not actually for a gallery context and not really for an art context, because the platform of choice is T-shirts that you wear around. So if they're for an art context, it's for performance more than anything else. And this is one of them. This is one of the works that is for a T-shirt. So to see it up big is certainly a departure from the original idea of having people walk around with this blazoned on a T-shirt. But certainly it's not so much the gallery context as just a kind of really, really overblown public display. And it interests me achieving something on that scale, but it interests me just seeing how it'll be taken or accepted or rejected or commented on. Hopefully it will be very public and we'll get a much more immediate response and a lot more comments, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays.
I actually, I own two of your shirts. Oh, shirts.
Oh, really? which ones?
Well, I say I own two. One is meant to belong to my brother. I did promise to give it to him for Christmas.
Then you didn't.
And he has not received it yet. It's keeps going through rotations in my own wardrobe. I See Deadly People is the one that he is supposed to own. And and then I have a somewhat more provocative Australia Drive It Like You Stole It.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that one is a little notorious, actually. Yeah.
Well, I've noticed that when I wear I See Deadly People, I get comments, but when I wear Australia Drive It Like You Stole It, I get looks, and it's
People, you get the kind of looks like people look at you and just think, aren't you supposed to get permission to do that, or Aren't you meant to have some sort of authority to say things like that in public? But that's the whole point of some of those shirts. Yeah. It's like the Aboriginal all the time one.
Yeah. I took us on a whole new tangent,
Well, we'll have to do a whole nother interview about t-shirts.
I really would love to. I've been thinking a lot about fashion and identity. Coming back to the text that will be on this building, when you've got all these different works, like, what was it about the scarred one that you... Why that one, I guess, is the question.
I think it's a kind of, talks about scars and damage, but it's also, for me, it's a very personal thing about owning the scars. And, you know, we all have scars and ideas that are ours that we don't make public. And you just say, well, all these scars are mine. It's like all my sins, you know. I own all my sins. They are the things that make me, you know. I don't ever want to give them up. Otherwise, I wouldn't have any if I did that. And the scars are the same. We own them and they are who we are. And some of them are hard won, so you don't want to give them up. And so it's very much of wearing it like a badge rather than a shield. Say all these scars are mine. And you own everything that has happened to you. You own your history. And you own your kind of proclamations and or your denial as well. So that's essentially the through line in that work.
This is a collaboration because it's on such a large scale. I mean, taking something that's so personal and then...
As artists, I mean, visual artists especially, we always work by ourselves. We're kind of trained to work in solitude. And, you know, at this point in my career, I really look forward to working in collaboration with people and putting teams together for bigger projects and things and, you know, discovering different levels of expertise in other people and skills that I don't possess. So it always interests me when someone just kind of jumps in and says, what about this? Did you think about this? Would you consider that? And I'm like, yeah, I would consider anything. It's if it's a good idea, if it contributes to the bigger picture of what we're trying to achieve here. And, you know, so long as the different ideas don't kind of compete with each other and detract from each other and weaken each other, you know, it takes a bit of planning and things. But anything's good with me. I just want to kind of jump into things and see what happens, really.
I mean, has that always been the case for your work? Or is this sort of as you've gotten further into your career and you're, like, testing new grounds?
It's very much that I'm at the point in my career where I'm kind of, you know, interested in different ways of expressing my ideas and kind of sourcing other platforms that I don't have so much experience in and then finding out what kind of skills and expertise I'd need to bring into something to achieve it. And that's the point I'm at. And it's a bit of a privileged position because I can afford to put bigger budgets together for ideas that suddenly grow and become something else. So, I don't feel like I should be able to put brakes on myself at this point in my career. So, and I think it might be, you know, you get older and you have more of a sense of yourself and where you fit in and things like that. So I think there's like boundaries that I pushed in the past that I feel like I can find new boundaries to push now, make new spaces for myself and my ideas. So that's more or less how my approach now, I think. It works for me anyway. I'd be keen on kind of extending this particular project and maybe doing another work for next Bleach and seeing how we go. But I like the idea that we're creating essentially a big signpost to signpost an idea and to have people think about where they are and what may be the history of the kind of location they're seeing these works in. That kind of, it interests me, but just working in scale also is also exciting for me. to see that this particular work go up in scale. Given that it's started out as quite personal and then moved to being a T-shirt, but it was actually skipped over being a T-shirt now, I guess. Yeah.
Do you think you will end up making a T-shirt of?
Oh, look, I've got so many text works in my computer. I create new ones all the time, and a few of them I make them as ideas for a gallery context, for an exhibition, and not for T-shirts. But there are other works that are both, that I straight away see how they would work, how they would play in an exhibition format, and or installation, or as performance. And then there are other works that I think are both, you know, that I already know are going to go on T-shirts, and that I already know I'm going to get made up into some sort of scale for an exhibition. And there's a few like that. But, like, you know, shirts like Drive It Like You Stole It is for a T-shirt. It's meant to be worn, and people walk around in it. And I See Deadly People is for a T-shirt. And there's another one I have that is called Still Here.
Yeah.
And that one I am going to make it up as a big text work for an exhibition as well, because I just want to make one up for myself. But it's a long-term project. I actually, it will be a never-ending project. But the Dark and Disturbing shirts, there's about 10 of them, and there's only ever going to be about 10. So if I make new works, it just means I will take a couple of works, a couple of T-shirts out of print.
Oh, okay.
To make room for the new works. So the shirts, the Dark and Disturbing project is quite tightly curated at any given time. So depending on what the narrative is that I'm trying to achieve. So it's kind of like a continuous exhibition, really. But I'm kind of, just pulling in people to be my performers and walk around with these shirts, including you and your brother.
Artist Vernon Arkey there. His work, All These Scars Are Mine, will be part of Bleach Festival on the Gold Coast from the 12th to the 22nd of August. You can find more information about the work and the festival more broadly by heading to bleachfestival.com.au.